Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners and professionals by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. But today in this segment, we have a very special guest. Every now and then, we invite a man who's doing great work in the community for everybody. And today we really have a special guest. I'm excited about having Mr. Leonard Morgan on the show. He's going to be speaking about his veteran service organization. They do a lot of stuff from veteran support projects and events for veterans and, you know, things that veterans should know about. So our guest today is a native of not too far from me, Lovejoy, Georgia. He served 5 years in the U.S. Army. Today he is the CEO and founder of Visions Outreach Incorporated, a nonprofit organization which provides supportive services and resources to military personnel, both past and present, and their families for their overall sustainability in civilian life. We're so very honored to have on the phone today a proud U.S. military veteran who is doing great work for his fellow veterans, Mr. Leonard Morgan. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you very much, man. I'm glad to be here and have an opportunity to talk to you and your audience.
All right. Well, Mr. Morgan, how you feeling today?
Yeah. I feel great. I'm doing what I love doing, so it gives me purpose every morning that I wake up.
That's a beautiful thing, purpose, something you can do every day. So, Mr. Morgan, tell us a little bit more about your great organization.
Well, you did a great job at our mission statement, which is that we're a nonprofit organization provide services to both past and present military personnel and their families. We assist them with services and resources for their overall sustainability in civilian life. What that statement means is that if you have had the military experience, we want to be able to assist you in services and resources, not only you, but your family. When we hear about veterans, whether it's male or female, a lot of times what get left out is the family have needs as well. So we try to put ourselves in a position to help the veteran navigate the system to get the services and resources that they deserve. In doing so, we cover the bases of housing, jobs, education, and family programs. Our population is basically directed at veterans because we are a VSO, Veterans Service Organization, like the other guys that's out there doing the same thing, the VFW, the American Legion, the VSO. So therefore, we try to provide services and resources, and we do that in a number of ways. One thing about what we do is we have events and activities in the general community and as an outreach piece. And what that looks like, we come in contact with a lot of veterans who do not know about services and resources that are available to them. For a matter of fact, only 5% of veterans actually use the VA. So there's a lot of veterans out there who have gotten out the military, who have, you know, went on with their lives, and whether they need services or not, they don't know how to navigate them. So we come in contact with the general population of veterans who need the services that we know about to help them navigate them. Now, having said that, we do a host of events throughout the year that are veteran-related. We do our anniversary every year where we invite veterans and as well as the community out. We do a Memorial Day car and bike show, and there's a health fair connected to that so that they can come out and also get information on medical services that's available. Then we do the Vet Fest, and it's a big old smile on my face right now, right, because that's my baby. We started the Vet Fest back in 2012, right after starting this organization. And what we wanted to do was just set aside a day that we honor our military and their families for their courageous service and sacrifice. Therefore, we had a concert on a football field in Hayteville. This event went well, and it continued to evolve to it was a concert and a car show. The next year, the year following that, it was a concert, a car show, and a health fair. And in 2015, we moved our event to Clayton County International Park, where we added a 5K run to that. So we had a concert, a car show, a health fair, and a 5K run at the beach, right? That sounds pretty good, right? Unfortunately, we got rained out. We have still had a pretty good crowd. And right now, we're taking this event back to that same facility for 2017. We're trying to build this as one of the largest events for veterans in the state of Georgia, so that we can do the same thing that we have done over the years that we've been in place, and that is giving information to the veterans so that they can assist themselves and their families.
All right. Well, I tell you, I appreciate that. That was a mouthful. Now, that answered pretty much my first full question. So, and I appreciate that. I love anybody. I can hear the military in your voice. Very thorough. I really appreciate that. Let me ask you this question. What inspired you to start this organization? What really inspired you? Because as a veteran, I'm someone that that are in that 95%, never really used a VA, right? Normally when I get a veteran's discount, it's because I asked a merchant, what's your veteran's discount here? So I'm really interested in learning a little bit more about how I could utilize the VA and take advantage of some of the benefits that might be available to me. So what inspired you to want to help mm-hmm. so many of your fellow veterans?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm going to say to you, you should look into whatever services and resources that are available to you, even your talk show or whatever ventures you have, because there are many types of loans and avenues that you can get assistance in getting funding for what you're doing. But what got me started is that I've been an entrepreneur ever since I got out of the military. I had a thrift store back in 2009, and I closed that store, and it was the first time that I really wanted to look into whatever services the VA had, and I was blown away, because that was services and resources. I got out in 84. That was services and resources I could have taken advantage of the whole 30 years I had been out the military, but nobody had told me that. Okay, the VA hadn't told me, you know, it wasn't no news reports of what it was, you know, it wasn't in the newspaper. It was only when I started to do the research that I found out that, you know, I had wasted 30 years, you know. Yeah. And these are services that, you know, we should take advantage of, you know, by virtue of just being serving this country. And therefore, that's right. I figured that there were other people or other veterans like myself that didn't know. And I was astonished at how many people did not know what kind of services and resources was out there. And for a matter of fact, that not only did they did not know, they still don't know. Because if they have not come in contact with a VS or Veteran Service Organization, a lot of times they don't get the information that will help them to navigate the system. You know, like right now we have given out 600 certificates of appreciation signed by the governor of Georgia for those who have served between 55 and 75. This year we will probably give out another 150 of those certificates. There are schooling programs, there are job programs, there are housing programs. I mean, it's not short of services. Learning how to navigate them is the task, you know. And coming in contact with an organization like ourselves, and, you know, and we'll study updating our website so that our website is totally for veterans, and it is a information and navigational source. So therefore, when you go to our website, there should be information that will help you to find resources and services that will fit whatever your situation is. You know, so as we are attempting to get this information out to your listeners, to let them know that if you serve this country, there are certain things you deserve as a benefit of doing that. And you need to be with a VSO in order to find out what those are.
Beautiful, beautiful.
To answer your question.
For the listeners who might just be tuning in, we're speaking to Mr. Leonard Morgan. He's the founder and CEO of Visions Outreach. It's a nonprofit organization which provides services and resources to military personnel, both past and present. I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan, I kind of cut you off there. What else were you saying, sir?
No, I was just making sure that the information that I was giving was clear to your audience and that they understand the importance of looking into whatever resources that are out there for them. You know, whether they're, doesn't matter what era they served, there are educational opportunities, there's job opportunities, and even if they want to start their own business, you know, there are opportunities out there. And again, like I said, with the family, a lot of times getting left out of the conversation, one of the things we do is really focus on the family. For instance, like we do a breakfast with Santa. We did our fifth last year with Dave and Buster, where we had 250 veterans and their families. That event included a breakfast, toys, entertainment, and of course we had the run of David Buster from 8 to 11 o'clock. It went so well, we're going to do that event again this year, and we're adding 50 more families to it, so we'll serve 300 families with the same event with breakfast, toys, entertainment, and of course all the kids will get cars to go into Dave and Buster. This event that we are having at the Clinton County International Park is geared around veterans coming out and understanding that, you know, we appreciate the service that they have given this country, and we set aside a day especially for them. So those are just a few of the things that we do, and we want an opportunity to engage your audience and the public so that they'll know when they need some help with resources and services that they may call on us to serve them.
Well, Mr. Morgan, I want to thank you again for the great work that your organization is doing. And let me ask you this question. This is kind of, I guess it's not off the record, but it's just being real. I got out in 1991, August 4th, 1991, after serving 5 years in the Navy. And for so many years, I never even thought about being a veteran. But as I get older now, right, I start appreciating, you know, the fact that I'm a veteran even more. And so most people I do business with, I don't care if it's at the Dairy Queen. I'll ask them right here in Fayetteville where I live, what's your veteran's discount? And they'll say, oh, 10%. A lot of places I go, they will offer some kind of a veteran's discount. And my wife and I were on the way to Greenville, South Carolina, and stopped at a restaurant one time. We were still in Georgia, but we were on the way to Greenville, and they gave us 50% off for being a veteran.
How about that?
And so we appreciated that. And so, you know, your organization, I'm definitely going to utilize it and find out what kind of benefits I can get for being a veteran, because I really don't really, you know besides, you know, the VA housing mm-hmm. type deal. But let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
I really admire you for saying and being so honest and saying, hey, you know, it was 30 years. I had wasted 30 years without knowing the type of benefits or that there were even any kind of benefits for veterans out there. So, and if you say that, right? And
yes, sir.
I know I got out in 91, so I could probably say I just started saying, you know, asking for veterans benefits probably about 5 years ago, just from different people I do business with. So I know I can say at least I wasted a good 20 not knowing. I shouldn't say wasted.
Yes,
I was
sir.
Just not informed like you. But
mm-hmm.
What if you have veterans out here like us? I'm sure we're not the only two, right, that had 20 or 30 years not knowing. Mm-hmm. What if some of the veterans, you know, a lot of veterans in bad shape, unfortunately, but say some of them have messed up their credit, right?
Yes.
Is it any hope
yes,
for
sir.
Them to take advantage of some of these, you know, benefits? Because, you know, as veterans, we know everybody's not, you know, in the best position, you know, or CEO of their business or the publisher like I am and the CEO like you. What about the ones who
yes,
are
sir.
Not doing so well in, you know, financially? You know, will they still be able to take advantage of some of these benefits?
Well, one of our objectives was to build our organization by partnerships and collaboration with other businesses and organizations that provide services. So to answer your question, we have someone that can help them with credit repair. Our platform actually is mental health. Whether it's substance abuse, anxiety, depression, suicide, PTSD, TBI, MST, all falls up into mental health. 22 veterans a day take their own lives in this country.
Mm.
You know, so we need to be aware that a lot of times the population.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
With,
hold
yeah.
on a second. That was a powerful number you just said, and I don't want to just gloss over that. Would you be so kind
yes,
to
sir.
Say that again?
Well, our platform is mental health, whether substance abuse, anxiety, depression, PTSD, suicide, TBI, or MST, all of these mostly falls up under mental health, and a large of the veteran population falls in that category. 22 veterans a day take their own lives. So there's a huge issue here that needs to be addressed. We are fortunate enough where we are now working with the VA, and they are now addressing the elephant in the living room, which is mental health. See, what the statement that you made is, I'm not saying that it's not a realistic statement, but many veterans will not be able to take advantage of the opportunities that they fought for liberty and justice and the American dream that you and I are experiencing. You know, a lot of them will never be CEOs of their own business. So those of us who have had the fortune to navigate this system need to reach back and pull these other brothers and sisters up and help them out as well. And we do that by having talk shows like this, after this show, reaching out to other veterans who have served this country that will probably never have the opportunities that we have, and pull them into the fold as well.
Well, that's the beauty of your organization, and that is something that, you know, really inspires me. Let me ask you this question.
Yes,
if you had people listening and saying, hey, I like what Mr. Morgan's talking about. You know, is there a way I could volunteer to help his organization? You might have some veterans out there sitting back wondering, you know, what can I do? Is there anything they might be able to do voluntarily for your organization?
Yeah. Ironically enough, we are in a membership drive right now, a membership as well as getting volunteers. And they can go to www.vet.org, and there is an application that they can fill out online to pretty much come in and assist us as well as assisting other veterans.
Be so kind and give out that website information a little slower for the slow riders out there like me, okay?
Okay, okay, I can do that. Here we go. www.vet.org. There is an application online where they are able to go and sign up and come out and help us serve our communities.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. You know, what is your organization's biggest need right now?
Our biggest need is funding. We just celebrated our 6th anniversary, and now that we have established ourselves in the communities of South Fulton, Clayton, Henry, and Gwinnett, we need funding to continue to expand our services to veterans in Georgia. Georgia has 750,000 veterans.
Wow.
Only 200,000 of those veterans are connected to a VSO like ourselves. So there's 500,000 veterans out there need to know that there are services and resources that are available to them and know how to navigate and get to those resources. So our work, we barely even scratch the surface, sir.
Wow. Well, let's just get right into it. How can veterans make contact with you today?
Well, they can go to our website, Visions Outreach, which is www.visions, that's V-I-S-I-O-N-S, outreach, all one word, .org, and they can go online and contact us, or they can reach us by dialing 404-399-3386. Again, that number is 404-399-3386.
Let me ask you this question to see what we might be able to do to try to help some veterans who might be listening. What is like the number one thing that most veterans, like me, right? What is like the number one thing that the government or the VA might be doing for people like me, and we don't even know about it? What's the number one thing you wish more veterans just knew that they could take advantage of?
Well, first of all, if you have had any issues in the military that you were injured, you need to go to the VA and see if there is compensation for your injury. The second thing that more veterans need to take advantage of is the educational opportunities that's afforded. In addition to that, the employment, veterans have priority on most of the jobs, and especially city, state, and federal, as well as with other companies, like you mentioned, the discounts that they give. They also give priority to helping veterans. Some of our sponsors are Home Depot, Sam's, Costco. A lot of these companies have incentives on hiring veterans.
Hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, what are some of the final? We have about 7 minutes left. Really, about
okay.
five, really. But what are some
okay.
of the final? What are some of your final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listening audience today about your organization and about, you know, veterans being able to, you know, take advantage of what's rightfully theirs out there?
Well, the one thing I want to convey is the fact that the expectations or the perception of veterans is that we are the people who have, you know, fought or signed up to fight and who have been trained. And what people fail to realize is that just virtue of that, a lot of us become broken in that process, which means that we're able to do a job in the military, but returning to civilian life is a very difficult task. One of the things is that I am a veteran and I'm not a civilian anymore. Just like you was talking about, the way that I speak, the way my mannerisms and what I do separates me. However, it puts me in a place where I need to be in the unity and camaraderie of other veterans. That's the reason we have created this organization, where you and I can have this dialogue. I can ask you, what was your MOS? What was your job in the military? And there's a connection in that. And we need to create the services and resources that we need. We are very intelligent people. You know, and it's a shame that we fought for all the things that we fought for, but in most communities, we don't get to live the American dream. So what I want to convey to your audience is, as well as to you, we need to learn how to respect the people who have served this country. We're able to have this conversation without interruption because somebody right now is paying for it with their lives.
That's right.
And a lot of times, you know, that's the thing that gets left out. So, and as I am out in the public, I get a lot of sympathy that the veterans need all the help that they can get. What we don't get is a lot of support. What we do not get is a lot of support. So, along with my agency and other agencies that are offering services to veterans, I'm asking your audience to look at those organizations and see how they can get involved. It's not always about the money. It's about coming in contact and helping people who need to know that somebody cares.
Yeah, well.
That was a mouthful as well, right?
That's right. And I appreciate it, though. I mean, everything you're saying is you know, it's inspirational. You know, it's informative. And it you can just hear in your voice that you really care. And that's inspiring to me. So I really appreciate, you know, you and your organization. And hopefully you're coming out to the event on Monday at the Ritz-Carlton. I get a chance to shake your hand and say thank you in person. Okay.
Well, I was informed about that event by Ms. Sheila Petway, who is the assistant of this organization, and we definitely will come out and support you as well, because that's the biggest thing. We got to learn how to nurture and support ourselves and relationships within our community.
Well, I want to encourage you and Ms. Petway and, you know, all the other folks that may be working in your fine organization, you know, to keep doing what you're doing, and just have you on the show this morning, just, you know, reveal to me how important, you know, it's almost like your work was almost hidden. I know it's not, but hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. It's just,
yes,
we need to get more people to shine a brighter light on people like you and other folks that's doing this kind of work to help, you know, the people, right, who, you know, made mm-hmm. this country or kept this country free, right? And people who are out mm-hmm. there right now, people like you and me are veterans. We know there are people out there right now standing watch, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
And making sure yes, that you and I could do what we're doing and other folks can do what they're doing in this country, and that is enjoy their freedom. But people are right now paying the price, and you and I both paid the price, 5 years for you in the Army, 5 years for me in the Navy. And so let mm-hmm. me just say this finally. How can people connect with your organization online?
Through the various websites that I mentioned before, you can go to www.visionsoutreach.org. And you can also, for other opportunities, as far as volunteering, you can go to www.vet.org. FEST.org, or you can reach us by phone at 404-399-3386. Now, having said that, how we can keep everything moving forward is use the platforms that we have created to support each other, your radio station, my organization, and keep reaching out to veterans.
All right. In 15 seconds, tell us about Vet Fest, where it is, and when it is.
Ah, here we go. Vet Fest, we're looking at going back to Clayton County International Park. We're planning on wrapping that up by Monday. It will be held on September the 2nd. It'll start from 6 till 6. Starting early because of the 5K run. We're also going to be doing some ceremonial stuff. And we just need as many veterans to come out and support this event as we can. Again, oh, it's going to be held at Clayton County International Park on September the 2nd.
All right. Well, Mr. Leonard Morgan, CEO and founder of Visions Outreach Incorporated, a nonprofit organization mm-hmm. supporting veterans and their families. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, so please don't keep us a secret. Tell your business associates about the important work that, you know, People You Need to Know magazine is doing to shine a bigger spotlight on Metro Atlanta Women in Business. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or for your women's group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in.